Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Super duper welcome to you. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I want to welcome all of you to the show. I want to thank all of our affiliates for plugging us in, tuning us in, turning us on. I also want to say howdy. No, actually, it should be good day to all of our new Australian listeners. How very cool that is. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by two main men these days, some days. Mr. Benny, hello. Hola.
Hi.
And Brian, of course. So, I don't know if anybody has noticed, but April's like almost over. And it is like, wow, 2012. Some people are counting the dates to that impact moment in December of 2012, that super impact moment. Some people have decided they're going to just take all of their savings for this year. I actually know somebody, all of their savings for this year, and just go do, travel the world and do what they want. I think it's kind of an interesting idea. But what is it about 2012, the Mayan calendar and everything else that one wants to know that has got people thinking about their lives differently? Well, there's quite a bit about it. Today is, you know, a conversation about, you know, the soul's path. You know, what is it that our soul either pulls us towards or maybe in some case pushes us away from? You know, it's been kind of an interesting journey. You know, we were talking about this the Dr. Pat Show team. I have an incredible group of people that I get to hang out with on a regular basis. And it does take a village to do what we do. And I'm so blessed by all of the people that are there to support this. I am also blessed by all of you that listen and tune the show in and tell your friends and download podcasts and do the many, many things you do. Because there is a pull for all of us these days to do more. And I'm going to actually talk to my guest today, Elizabeth Anglin, about this. Spirit mediumship on the soul's path with psychic medium Elizabeth Anglin. And, you know, the questions that come up are about what our life is pulling us towards or moving us away from or any other version of that which taps you on the shoulder just to see if you are awake and alive. And, you know, you're going to hear a little bit about that today, the story that Elizabeth will share with you on her own journey. You know, what does it mean to be a psychic medium? You know, how does that show up? And what is spirit mediumship all about? You know, what does it mean to truly believe in the power and the purpose of something greater than ourselves? Elizabeth is joining me here today. You're going to hear all about her fabulous show. But there is something that you'll find extraordinary when you get to meet her. You know, she's somebody that can help you communicate to either a beloved animal, a friend, a family, a member in spirit. You know, Akashic Records, what are they? Well, guess what? She can help you find out all about them. But what happens? What happens when each of us hits a bump in the road? You know, what happens when things like that show up on our doorstep? You know, we're so used to sucking our emotions up, withdrawing, and today's show is a little bit different. We're going to talk about spirit mediumship and much more. And 1 30-minute spirit medium session will be given away during the show. It's great. Elizabeth, it's great to have you here. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Pat. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So, you know, what are you thinking about 2012 for yourself? I really did have somebody tell me that they yanked out all of their savings and are traveling the world. Now, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't really believe that the end of the world will happen, but
right.
they just feel a sense of urgency not to piss away their lives. I mean, that's what they're saying. That's just like, what are we doing here? We're working 17 hours a day, haven't taken a darn vacation in 5 years, go from paycheck to paycheck, and now we've got high blood pressure.
Right.
So.
Well, it really is. I mean, what I'm finding, for me, I had my gigantic worldview destruction in the early 1990s. It was the end of 89, 90, 91, 92.
Yep, me too. Me too. Me too.
And so you have this, when what you think is the world gets destroyed, there's this little gem on the inside, which is finding out who you are in relationship to everything else. And to me, I think 2012 is actually, for almost everybody else, let's see how we can destroy your worldview now so you can find out who you are. And people will find that they're having their animals and their mothers, their fathers, their loved ones are passing away. They're losing their job. There's a tremendous amount of grief over the end of their particular worldview, not the end of the world, but their worldview. Yeah, I was supposed to work 17 hours a day because then I was going to make a lot of money and then I was going to have a lot of stuff. Well, I haven't had any stuff since 1990, so, you know, it's like I can help you live comfortably with no stuff because my stuff went away with my worldview. I'm supposed to have this great relationship because that's what I was always taught to. I'm supposed to, you know, Prince Charming was going to ride in on a white horse.
Yeah.
And how come he hasn't done that yet? Well, you know, that's part of the fantasy. So part of 2012 is getting real. It's losing the fantasy part of the worldview that says, this is reality. No, it's not. This is reality. No, it's not. This is reality. No, it's not. And there's a lot of pain and grief when something, whatever force it is, the spiritual force, the life force, the world force, the universe force comes in and says, all of those things that you were told that were not true are now going to drop away. And you'll be left to face who you are and what you want to do and who you want to be and see, and also what is true.
Right.
And so it's a difficult time for a lot of people, but I can attest, having done it, 20 years ago, it's well worth doing.
It is. Boy, I'll tell you. But part of this, it's really funny, because my best friend Linda, every day we connect and, we try to start our day, pulling angel cards and the animal totem cards, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is interesting, right? In the time that we've been doing this thing with the animal totems in the deck, rarely, if ever, will a card get pulled out of the deck where the animal is upside down. There's some very good reason, and I'll just share real quick why. One, Linda's like a triple Virgo, so she would never, ever, ever have those cards not in the right order. All look, like if you go look in the wallet, all the dollar bills are right, like that.
Right.
So what do I pull today?
I don't know.
The upside down bat.
Ooh.
Right. So the card stands for rebirth.
Right.
So the meaning of an upside down card for rebirth opens up a whole. I said, Linda, what does that mean, an upside down? Well, here's what it means. It says you're really having a hard time coming out of that birth canal. And that I'm sharing this story with you, Elizabeth, because today we're going to talk about spirit mediumship. Right. We're going to talk about spirit. We're going to talk about guides. We're going to talk about intuition. And, you know, why is it that when all else fails, we work so hard not to go to spirit? Why do we do that?
Oh, because we want to feel like we know what's going on. You know, we're invested in knowing what we know. That's why. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason.
No, but, you know, we're going to talk about spirit mediumship today. And
yes.
For those of you out there, we will be giving away one 30-minute spirit mediumship medium session with Elizabeth England. We're going to tell you what that's about. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Elizabeth's journey, when and why she decided to learn spirit mediumship. What is it? And does it help us? How does it help us? Can it help us? Can we turn that bat right side up? Actually, if you think about the bat, they hang upside down. So actually, I got a bat that was actually not hanging upside down. It was the other way. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org. Or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to YourSoulGuidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Elizabeth Anglin joining us here today. Spirit mediumship on the soul's path with psychic medium Elizabeth Anglin. You know, Elizabeth, how brilliant. I never know what's going to show up during a show. You know what I mean? Now, did you hear the alert? It has an official name. What's the official name of that, Benny?
Emergency alert system. Oh, yeah, yes. But that was because we're representing it's earthquake month around. Yeah, so if you're doing the earthquake drills at your place of business or school, that was the time.
Emergency alert system.
Yep.
Oh.
So here's the deal, Elizabeth. I want you to share this with us about your own personal journey and what spirit mediumship is. I think we all have one of those EAS systems inside of us. I really do. As a matter of fact, that dang thing went off this morning.
Uh-oh.
That's probably why that upside down, which actually is a right side up bat, showed up as my totem.
Yeah. You know, we have it. We sometimes don't want to listen to it. And we also have, in spirit, we have guardian angels.
Mm-hmm.
We do have guides. We have family members. We have friends. My situation was, I am, and nobody run away screaming, I am a charismatic, born-again Christian who has Buddhist leanings. So, for me...
Are you confused a lot?
No, not at all.
Okay, just thought I'd check.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Because you sound a little bit like my background there.
Yeah, it's like, Buddhism is the method, Christianity is the love and the experience. And I'm like, I'm fine with that. And anybody else has a problem, you know, you go where you gotta go. So... I had a near-death experience when I was 24,
mm-hmm.
and I went in down the tunnel, and guess what was at the end? You know, at the end of Revelations, when they talk about Omega?
Yeah.
I walked across the barrel bridge with the river with the sound tinkling waterfalls. I walked up to the city, and people were coming down out of the city to greet me, and I stood in front of the city next to Jesus, and we had my life review. And when my life review was over, I was told I had to go back.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Was it kind of like the upside-down bat where you got the review and, like, you were supposed to get a C and you got, like, a D? Or was it just a review that said, you're not done?
It was a review that said, you're not done. I mean, and you're in the – and what's so wonderful about being on the other side is there's no pain. You are okay. You realize that you are okay. You are loved. You are loved. That a lot of the things that we have going on with us, our pains, our doubts, our fears about ourselves, our insecurities, those are all part of an illusion. And that the real reality is you're okay and you're loved and you're cared for and you're important.
Mm.
And but I'm standing there going, I have to leave. I have to go back. And so I did. And, I you know, it was very good for me because I, you know, some people would say, I just want to go back. I just want to go back. For me, it was like, yeah, well, this sucks, but it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I kind of had a more chill attitude after that, which is, I don't think I'll stress about that. Because why? Because it's all illusion. And it's not a full enlightenment, but it's like, I know. It's just part of the thing. So just before, I hadn't had a lot of people in my family die or a lot of animals
die.
Right. And just before two of my best friends died, I had been doing Reiki and teaching for, about 3 years. And I had started to get spirit guides coming into sessions and started to realize that that I was being guided in sessions. And, and part of the Reiki thing is let the Reiki guide you, but there are also guides that guide you. And my guidance was just before, actually it was three of my friends died, my good guy friends. I have a lot of guy friends.
Uh-huh.
I heard, go to the spirit mediumship class at the First Spiritualist Temple, which is the oldest spiritualist church in in North America. And it was in town, and it was not expensive. And mm-hmm. I heard, go, go. And I called up just before it started, and I said, do you have room for one more? And the teacher, who was a medium, stopped for a second and went, you would make 11. Okay.
Wow.
You know? And I was like, okay. And in the process of class, one of my friends died, so he came to class mm-hmm. when we were practicing. And then just after class, another friend died. And then a couple of years after that, another friend died. And I am terrible about grieving people. I mean, you would think I would be fine. I'm absolutely terrible. I have to lay on the floor for 7 days because I can't get off.
I actually go in the closet. I do. I swear. I have lost so many people in my life. As a matter of fact, lost every female figure in my life, including my mentor, very suddenly.
Yeah.
My mom, my stepmom, my sister. And it was like, are you? So I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I would have to go in the closet as if you could hide from your feelings in a closet.
Right.
Are
you
for real?
I hide under the covers. I get like 7 blankets. Yeah.
Yes. Does it help? Let's just have true confessions.
Well, people think, you know, you're a spirit medium. You should be so great at this. Oh, no.
Yes,
no,
that's
no.
right. That's right.
No, not at all. But what it did help me, because I was a medium, what happened was I did get a chance to hear from these friends, and one of them has become a great guide on the other things that happen in spirit, and he went to guide school, and he elected not to come back, and so that's kind of my path. It was, I had coursework, I had on-the-job training, and then I also had friends who I absolutely know that's who that is. So it was that level of trust.
Yeah.
It's like, I can trust that guy. You know, I know who that guy is. And the potty mouth and the making fun of me because I'm a girl. And those are all part and parcel of how do I know it's him? Why? Because nobody else would say that to me.
Right. So you're getting signs. You know, you're getting things that are familiar.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
For you. I mean, and let's just talk about this a little bit. Do you actually hear the spirits, the guides, or do you see them? And the reason I say that is I'm visual. So if I'm getting a message from my sister, I will see her face and her you-know-what grin.
Yes, that I see. What it is I see, and then I hear, and then I feel. So that's clairvoyance is first. It's like, okay, somebody is moving toward you,
toward me. Yeah.
And it is kind of like the movie Hereafter, but it's, for me, it's almost like looking through a telescope or a tube, and they come into view, and I have to really quickly, if I'm talking to somebody about their loved one, say, he looks like this, he looks like he's this tall, he weighs about this much, his eyes are this way, his hair is this way. And it matters how descriptive I can be, because oftentimes who they are is really in the description, in the details.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll start to hear the message and also feel the message. And it will depend on what the spirit, whether they're a feeler, whether they give me a lot of emotional and somatic feelings, or whether they're a talker. Then they're like, blah, 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 you know, and so it would depend on each individual spirit. And it also depends on how we connect with each other. And there are mediators. There's what's called a spirit operator who mediates the connection. That kind of freaks people out so that you don't see them a lot, but they're there. They're like holding the cue in the line saying, you next, because when somebody starts doing mediumship, you oftentimes get a group who are all waiting.
Oh, really?
On the other side.
Really? Are they like, do they know you're coming? That's the question I got to ask you. See, it's kind of a silly question, isn't it? Do they know you're coming? Of course they know you're coming.
Yes.
Right?
Well, you
they're
should,
just probably
you
trying to say, hurry up.
Right. Because, one of the things that was hardest, and it wasn't so hard for me. I had my first spiritual awakening where I really knew I was a spirit in a body when I was 14, and that's when I became born again. And I had this experience of being in the presence of Christ and and what that love was and what that feeling was. So I knew I was a spirit and a body because I had a skeptical mother who was like, ah, now we're just dust. You're all, you know, nothing's important. It's all just the existential blah. And she was making me really depressed.
Wow.
And so I went to church because I was like, I'm really depressed. I don't know if it matters anything, you know, at all. And I go to church and I was like, oh, yeah, it is important. I am a spirit and a body. But what friends and family are trying to do is say, look, you are a spirit, you know, and look, it's going to be okay. And look, you are loved. And look, there really isn't any separation. And that gets into a whole bigger philosophical conversation.
Well, I'm going to have a philosophical conversation about this because, you know, this is so important. For those of you just tuning in, Elizabeth Anglin joining us here today. We're actually going to tell you here in a minute how you're going to be able to connect with Elizabeth during the show, as well as one of you, the first one of you to call in, will receive a 30-minute spirit medium session. You and I are not very different in terms of our spiritual journey a little bit. I didn't go to the Buddhist route. I went a different route. But in terms of this reconciliation between Christ, religion, and in my case, it was kind of Catholicism and Southern Baptist. You know, my stepmom was Southern Baptist. My dad, yeah, so I did both.
Yeah.
I went to the Catholic Church because I had to. I went to the Baptist service because it was a blast.
Right.
But the issue for me became I couldn't be that spiritual being you're talking about because it really wasn't allowed. And especially as a young child, it was really difficult. How did you reconcile that? Because what I'm trying to say is you and I are sitting here talking about Jesus, right?
Right. Yeah.
And yet we're also talking about talking to guides.
Yeah.
Or talking to animals.
Or yeah.
That
or
have
talking, yeah,
passed
there's
on.
No separation. Yeah.
Right.
Do we have time for me to answer this?
Well, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to let you answer that. We're going to let our listeners know how they can win a session, and then we may be able to take a couple calls, and you'll tell folks what's in store for them. Stay tuned. Elizabeth Anglin joining us here today. I love this. We'll be right back.
And then while I'm away, I'll ride home every day.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to YourSoulGuidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com.
Transform your life.
Transform your life.
At the law offices of Richard D. Seward, we care about our clients. We offer important legal advice and services to help them grow their wealth and protect it. We manage the risks and help the financially distressed through the recovery process. We are committed and dedicated to helping people throughout Western Washington and beyond with our expertise in business, real estate, tax law, and debt relief. Find us at richardseward.com or call us at 360-876-6425. We care about you.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG, that's allergy free.
That my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll ride home every day and I'll send all my loving to you.
All my loving.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Elizabeth Anglin joining us here today. So for more information about us, please, everybody, please, yes, go to the website, drpatlive.com, or go to transformationtalkradio.com. Elizabeth, let's give out a little information about you, and I will find out if we have given away our 30-minute session yet. Benny maybe could find out for us. But let's give out some information about you, first of all.
I am 5'7". I have green eyes. No, my website is ElizabethAnglin.com. If you want...
You're 5'7 with green eyes?
Yes, I am. There you go.
Wow.
Yeah. I have a dog. Okay, my website is ElizabethAnglin.com. If you want to learn more about me, you can go on there, although it doesn't say I'm 5'7", I have green eyes.
You have to post that to your Twitter now.
I know. I have a contact me form if you'd like to contact me on the website. You can call me. I don't remember my 800 number because I didn't pull it up. But if you go on the website, you can call my regular number, 970-7.
I have an 800 number for you. Would you like me to give it to you?
Yeah.
888-640-4893. That's Elizabeth's number.
That's my number. Yeah, you can call me there. Or I don't pick up my phone a lot because I live in the mountains off the grid, and my phone only works in my office. So don't feel like, you know, if you have to wait a day if you make a phone call, that's normal. Don't feel bad. But I will get back to you.
All right.
Let's see. That's
well, me. Let's just talk for a minute about the listeners that are calling into the show. What can we do for them today?
Well, there are different types of mediumship. There's evidential mediumship for loved ones, for animals. And there's also something I do, which is evidential mediumship from spirit guides. It's not accessing the Akashic. It's actually, what do your spirit guides want to tell you that they think will inform you about your life right now and about what you're learning and give you like a little pep talk?
Okay, I want to know.
Okay.
I want to be one of the callers. For those of you that want to know what your spirit guides are trying to tell you, but for some reason you pull the upside down, which is the right side up bat card, and you want to find out from Elizabeth, give us a shout at our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, for connect with us live on air. The first caller, of course, of you will receive a 30-minute spirit medium session. Okay, while the phones are ringing, and let me give out that number again, to connect live on air and find out what your guides are, can't wait to tell, I was going to say dying to tell you, but
they don't die.
they're already beyond that.
Yeah, they're beyond that.
1-800-930-2819. Okay, answer the Jesus question, please.
So here's how I reconciled my experience having a personal relationship with Christ with the church and closing you down after opening you up, because that's really what happened. I went to Sunday school, and this is in Michigan. This is in the land. We were probably an hour southwest of where Timothy McVeigh came from, and I just want to make that clear. I go to Sunday school. I get into Sunday school, and the teacher is telling me that I need to hate the Jews and that I need to get politically active about us being willing to drop a nuclear bomb on Israel.
Wow.
And, and I'm like...
How did that work for you?
It worked as in, I am so out of here. You are... This is so not what Christ said. This is so nothing to do with Christianity. This is so not what that experience was. I am so out of here. And the problem was my best friend, who was, you know, different political party your family was, but she was my best friend, who was a member of that church. And they had a great youth program, and we had, you know, we had lots of fun. I had some explaining to do, you know, because I was like, I'm not going back. And they said, well, why? And this was true. What I did is I prayed about it. I was like, you know, Jesus Christ, you're my personal Lord and Savior. What do I do with this now? And he was like, don't worry about it. Just don't go back. You're going to, and there was this whole thing about witnessing people. It was like important to bring people into the church. He said, you're going to do something with animals and spirit, and you're going to witness people in a different way. And that's my plan for you.
Wow.
And I went, cool. And I told my friends, and they went, you prayed about it, and that was your answer? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, okay. And so there was still support for within the community,
right,
that wasn't hateful, of you prayed about it, and that was your answer, and you're following that?
Right.
Okay. So that was how that reconciled. And every time I've had a question of, should you learn anything about Buddhism? Should you go experience this? Should you hang out with Hindus? Should you learn about that? My Jesus has been, how can you learn about yourself if you don't learn about other people? Mm-hmm. How can you learn about spirituality if you don't learn about how it's manifested in the world?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's never been this sort of like, you have to believe this or you're going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Never. It's been, yes, find out. That's what life is for.
I love it. So. I love it. Well, guess what? We're getting some folks calling in. For those of you that were calling in and now you're not there anymore, call back. 1-800-930-2819. Why don't we go to the phones? Wouldn't that be fun? No, we're not going to go to the
phones.
I got
to wait until Brian's done.
Okay, we got to wait till Brian's done. Okay, 1-800-930-2819. So, Benny, you'll give me the cue?
Now Brian's done.
All right, sweet.
Susan from Seattle, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi.
Hey, hi.
That was quick.
All right, so Elizabeth's on the line. How can we help you today? And could you?
Yep. All right. Hi, Elizabeth. Just wanting to see here what my support guys are trying to tell me, but can't.
Watch out for earthquakes. Wow. No, the EAS was on. Hold on one second. You know, what 2012 looks like for you, and this is why I said watch out for earthquakes, it looks like you're having your own strengths coming up from the middle of the earth, like you're a walking volcano who's about to blow, but in a good way, because what's coming up is your true strength, your true power, your true nature. And so your inspirational or your guidance is, for the energy of the next 2 months especially for you, is when you feel this deep energy, and it might feel like anger, but that's not really what it is. Pretend that it's magma, but that you can create all of these tubes and channels, sort of like at a water park, but they're magma-proof. You can create all these channels to channel it away from hurting anybody.
Yeah.
Because you're just getting opened up from the earth, and you're in a lot of, I mean, if you let it go, it would be like a full-out kundalini awakening, but really it's so solid, it's like hot magma. There may be times you feel like you can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It looks like you're going between anxiety and anger, and anxiety and frustration and rage, but it's just the energy moving up. It's your strength. It's your plutonic strength, your deep strength, your core strength. And that's what the metaphor is. This is core strength coming up from you and from the universe, even though we visualize it as the world. So just when you do your meditations, if you create for yourself channels for that magma to go off into. So it doesn't stay inside you until you explode.
All right. You got that covered?
I guess I'll have to get it covered here.
Does it make sense?
It somewhat makes sense, so it does.
Yeah.
Will this pass? Like, what's the...
Yeah, it'll pass. And, you know, doing a lot of, like, sit-ups and what the Buddhists call the 108 bows, which is strengthening that will help it integrate into your body. But the other thing is being more direct, proactively direct before you get angry with somebody, or if you are frustrated about something, learning to practice some proactive directness before it explodes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just this time period. I'm not saying that you're a crazy angry nut. It's this time period where it's going to be more, you know, the energy is just so great, it's got to go someplace.
Mm-hmm.
But learning to be direct is also part of what this is. And that's part of your grounding, is being more proactively direct. You don't have to be mean, just be honest and direct.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Okay, good.
So it is. Okay, thank
all
you
right.
very much, Elizabeth.
Thank you. What do you want to do, Benny? Should we go to a break? Let's go to a break, and then we'll get to the other callers in the next segment. Elizabeth Englund joining us here today. Spirit mediumship on the soul's path. Yep. Are you going to be a volcano that is erupting? Or are you going to be like the volcano in Hawaii on the Big Island, and you're funneling all of that fire and that heat through those volcanic tubes and creating a brand new island? I don't know. We'll find out when we come back. We'll be right back.
Change your coffee experience forever with Kameno Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Kameno Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
What robs you of your energy and vitality? The weight gain that just won't go away? Toxicity? Prolonged stress, or maybe a trauma from a car accident or fall that damaged your nervous system. Go to this website, bellevue.wellness1.net, to learn more about the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. They'll take time with a free consultation to evaluate the health problems affecting you. Get your health and energy back. Go to bellevue.wellness1.net.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Licensed psychotherapist and coming out specialist Kathy DeBono is now available to provide the counseling and coming out support that you need to take this vital and necessary step. Kathy now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or communicate through an email exchange. With Kathy's help, you will thoroughly examine your unique life circumstances and create a plan that is tailor-made for you. For more information, go to KathyIsIn.com.
At the law offices of Richard D. Seward, we care about our clients. We offer important legal advice and services to help them grow their wealth and protect it. We manage the risks and help the financially distressed through the recovery process. We are committed and dedicated to helping people throughout Western Washington and beyond with our expertise in business, real estate, tax law, and debt relief. Find us at richardseward.com or call us at 360-876-6425. We care about you.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Elizabeth Englund joining us here today. Elizabeth, give out your website one more time, and then we're going to hit the phones.
It's elizabethenglund.com, and there's a contact me form there if you want to contact me, and you can read more about what I do.
Yeah. All right. So what we're doing with telephone calls today is we're getting some insider information from the guides. Are you ready, Elizabeth?
Yes, but I just want to, well, should I explain why we're not doing evidential mediumship for loved ones?
Yes, please.
It's because the room gets too full, and it's a little hard for those in spirit to figure out who belongs to whom on the phone, because they just kind of walk forward, and it's like, do we have the person who's on the line next to you, or is it you? So that's why we're just doing guides, because then if I have your name, then I've got a good handle, and they're really strong, and they come through really quickly. If you want to know what they look like, they can tell you. So
All right.
Go ahead.
Sweet. Mr. B.
All right, let's take Todd. He's calling in from Seattle, and welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Todd, what's up?
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, Todd.
Hi, Pat. See, I've really enjoyed the show so far. Thank you. I grew up in a Christian church, and I never felt like a part of that, and I still to this day, the Holy Spirit reminded me of the reason I'm experiencing still fatigue in my head over all these years. As part of that is my resentment toward born again folks. When you're talking about it, I start thinking about the way they speak and the words they use. I tense up when I even think about being in that environment.
I feel a healing coming on, Todd.
Well, thank you.
I feel a healing coming on.
Praise the Lord, sister.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's empire building. It's the church was changed, and if you feel like you're getting cut up with swords when you're talking the rhetoric, it's because all of this was taken over by empire builders. You know, the Roman Catholics, which, you know, very, and even the Pentecostals, it all goes back to building an empire. It all goes back to nationalism and politics. And are you one of us? Which is so totally not what Christ said. And so you will get, like, this split brain. I mean, just thinking about that, it's like one side of my brain wants to go to war with the other side of my brain. And, hey, both of those things are on my body, and it hurts a lot. So as long as you just realize that the spiritual personage or the initial message as well was not at all about empire building, and that you're being faced with structures that are based on empire building, and, you know, if we can't convert you, we're going to cut you up.
Mm.
You're going to be mad. You're going to feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality of it is it has nothing to do with worldly empires. It has nothing to do with you either, you know, it has nothing to do with being overtaken.
Mm.
You can choose it. You can choose something else.
Right. So let's talk for a minute. I think we lost Todd. But, in the scope of things, the healing process around this, mm-hmm. I mean, this is what we're talking about. You know, this is really kind of, at least for me, some of the things that have come up. Have been around the healing process on things that, you know, some of us thought we already healed. You know what I mean?
Right. And it has, yeah. I mean, the healing process is to allow yourself to learn and grow,
mm-hmm.
and to realize that if you can talk directly with your loved ones in
mm-hmm.
spirit,
mm-hmm.
If you get the spiritual perspective from the other side,
mm-hmm.
what they will tell you is, this is what we're living in the physical world, is a great deal of it is illusion, and we're learning the difference between the dualities of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, this is wrong, that's right, this is wrong, that's right, this is wrong. We're learning that those, that some of our constructs are about what's reality are illusion.
Mm-hmm.
We're learning that the reality is, you know, if we do this right, we learn that the reality is love. And it doesn't matter who presents that love to us.
Right.
And we're learning that we live for, you know, we have life everlasting. If you read the Bible, what it really says, you can see it says life everlasting. It doesn't say, believe this or you're going to die.
Right.
And that is what, you know, these are ideas that the duality is so great between the true spirituality, which is we are expansive, we are love, we are not separate from each other, we can turn the other cheek of our enemy because we are the same being and spirit, and that's the true message. Not, you know, if you don't do this, you're not like me.
Right. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got a couple of other people hanging in there. Mr. Benny.
Jackie from Issaquah. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jackie. How can we help you today?
Oh, I would just like to know what my spirit guides would like to give me information about my relationship.
I get lots and lots of happiness about your about that. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Okay, Jackie, you have a real Dionysian guide, a real party animal, happy dancing fool guide. And this relationship just makes your guide want to do the happy dance and be foolish, and in a good way. Now, the inspirational guidance for this is don't put too many considerations, too many rules. Get a little drunk on it. Don't have to say you have to be here at 5 o'clock, or else you're this, or you have to do that, or et cetera, et cetera. If you let it flow, it'll be all right. Don't have trust issues about this.
All right, Jackie, you got that?
That makes a lot of sense. You said a happy guy. I think I feel that one most. So
you got it. Put on that happy face.
And that's part of your essential nature. That's why this is your guide, and that's part of what you're learning to embody is that sort of, you know what, it's okay. It's okay if we party, if we dance, if we sing. And if things fall down and get broken along the way, we just pick them up.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, none of us are Humpty Dumpties. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's go to our last caller, Elizabeth Englund, joining us here today. Benny, we only have a couple of minutes. Let's do it.
I believe it's Sabra who is calling now from Seattle. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Sabra. Did we get that
Hello,
right?
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Yes, you did.
All right, sweet.
Hi.
How can we help you today?
I would love to know what the spirits want to tell me.
All right.
Okay. Well, let me look. You know, you also have whirling and dancing guides, but you have a dervish, and then you have like a Yoruban kind of guy who also
dances and
spins. It's African.
Mm.
And so there's a lot of spinniness, but I'm trying to figure out where it's a lot of spiraling. Hold on one second. Wow. So they're trying to, there are several, like you really have four or five, and they're coming from different areas and different lineages and backgrounds. So they're trying to get together to talk about what they most want to say, and they're saying try to walk in a straight line, because so much of your thing has been spiraling in to situations, like you spiral around and then you spiral in, and it's kind of indirect. And so one of them is talking for the group, and they're laughing about this because they're showing me you as somebody who's taking a breathalyzer test after all this spiraling, and they're just saying try to walk in a straight line toward what you want. Try to be more direct. And there are parts and parcels of your energy that make physical directness or being direct in the physical world a little hard from you. They have a lot of water in your being. You have a lot of amorphous kind of flowingness. You're very Neptunian, but they're saying try to walk in a straight line toward what you want. Don't take the path of least resistance at this time, because part of your resistances is something that you've created. Like you're used to having resistance, so you're always going around the rocks and then swirling back through. But pretend that you have a straight shot.
All right. That sounds cool.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, point A to point B, direct line.
Direct line.
Direct line. All right. Elizabeth, thank you. This hour just zipped by.
Yeah, it was really fast. Thanks.
How cool. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Elizabeth Englund, everyone. Go to our website. Check out tell everybody when your show is.
Oh, my show's on Mondays, and next Monday will be a reading day. It's at noon Pacific time, 3 o'clock Eastern time, and 2 Central, and 1 Mountain. And you can call in next week for Akashic Records and 2012.
All right, and that's at TransformationTalkRadio.com. All right, everybody, we'll be right back. We're talking nutrition.
Lights go out and I can't be saved. Tides that I tried to swim against.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to YourSoulGuidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com.
Transform your life.
At the law offices of Richard D. Seward, we care about our clients. We offer important legal advice and services to help them grow their wealth and protect it. We manage the risks and help the financially distressed through the recovery process. We are committed and dedicated to helping people throughout Western Washington and beyond with our expertise in business, real estate, tax law, and debt relief. Find us at richardseward.com or call us at 360-876-6425. We care about you.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG, That's Allergy Free.